There you go! Left field! We got a tie ball game! Julio! Oh, baby, what a moment! Tie ball game at 7-7!
Swing! On its way! Left center field! Suarez tags it deep by the wall! Walk it off! Eugenio!
Welcome to the Swing Podcast, the Seattle Mariners Pod. I'm your host, Jack Powers. We have a lot to talk about. Mariners take on the Royals in Game 2 of the series. We're going to talk about Cal Raleigh, Jared Kelnick, and Castillo getting locked up for the next 5 years by the Mariners. Now, two big moves on the season when it comes to contract extension for the Mariners. So, going into this Game 2, Mariners at Royals. Mariners have lost Game 1 already on the series. They only have 2 wins on the road trip with 2 games remaining of 10. So, they're so far not doing too hot. Lost series against the Angels, lost series against Oakland. Game 2, Mariners going into it, still have a 99.3% chance of making the playoffs. They're holding wild card 3. They have a 3 or 4 game buffer on Baltimore. Logan Gilbert was on the mound for the Mariners, and Bubek was, if you pronounce it like that, hopefully I said it right, for the Royals. I probably should know that. Anyways, the lineup going into today, you got JP, then Ty France, Mitch Haniger, Carlos Santana, Dylan Moore, Swaggerty, then Jared Kelnick at the 7th spot, Torrens in the 8th spot batting as DH, and Kurt Casale as catcher, but that wouldn't last long. That lineup would change a lot. There would be 4 pinch hitters in total for the Mariners, basically their entire bench. But right off the bat, top of the first, Dylan Moore takes the lead early for the Mariners.
Moore ahead. Lined left field, drops in, base hit, France coming around third. Here comes the throw, it's up the line, and the Mariners strike first. Dylan Moore, a 2-out RBI single. The Mariners have taken an early 1-0 lead.
Then, right after that, going into the bottom of the first, let's just say Logan Gilbert did not have the start he was hoping for today. Right off the bat, Vinny Pasquantino hits a 2-run home run for the Royals. It's his 9th on the year to right center field, making it 2-1 Royals through the first inning. Then we go top second, and J.P. Crawford bounces right back after a Kelnick double and his new nice swing he's brought up to the majors. Kelnick is here for September baseball, folks, and he's going to keep doing it. He looks good. He has the new swing, new leg stance, new kick. He wants this team to win, no matter what you have thought about him previously.
Charged right field, tag deep, back and off the wall. Kelnick has a double in each of his first 3 games back with a big league club. Smokes that off the fence.
There you go.
Dropping into center field, and this game is tied thanks to a 2-out RBI single from JP Crawford.
That's more like it.
So Mariners tie it up 2-2 off of that J.P. Crawford RBI single to center field. And then right away, we go to the bottom of the second. We're still scoring. Drew Waters triples to center field, or some, you know, it bounces off the wall, right? Brings in the guy, of course. It's an RBI triple, making it 3-2 Royals. And then that's not all. We go to the next inning and bottom of the third for the Royals. Nate Eaton hits a sac fly to score Bobby Witt Jr., making it 4-2 Royals. So they just keep extending that lead on us. And then top of the fourth comes around, and Ty France brings in Kurt Casale.
There you go. Right field, dunks in, base hit. Casale, he comes home to score. Crawford held, and Ty France makes him pay. Casale limps across the dish. It's a 1-run game. He slaps at least one Ernie on him.
So that RBI single to right field by Ty France would make it 4-3. But, you know, still trailing by a run. And then we go to the bottom of the fourth. Oh, and by the way, Bubek was relieved through 4.2. So the Mariners got him out early, which might have helped them win this game. Anyways, going to the bottom of the fourth now. Bobby Witt Jr. hits a ground ball to Sam Haggerty. It still scores a runner. It scores Waters, making it 5-3 Royals. Now they have a 2-run lead. And then top of the sixth comes around, and what about this? taking a nice pinch hit at bat. Cal Raleigh, talk about Big Dumper doing his job.
Here comes the 1-1. Laced deep the opposite way. A big bolt back and bang it off the wall. Kelnick coming around to score. And Cal Raleigh, he tied it in the sixth. And he has given the Mariners a ninth inning lead in Kansas City.
So Big Dumper hits his fifth pinch hit home run for the Mariners this season. It's the most, actually tied most in the majors. He now joins his teammate Julio Rodriguez with 25 home runs. It's actually the first time in Mariners history since 1986 that two players 25 years old or younger have hit 25 plus home runs. And that would tie up the ball game for the Mariners 5-5. So a big two-run home run by Big Dumper, you know, but that wasn't all. Let's just make that clear. That wasn't all. We go scoreless after that. Logan Gilbert comes out of the game through five innings. Top of the ninth inning, though. You know, right when it matters most, of course. Kelnick, leadoff double. Or not leadoff. Might have been one or two outs. Can't remember. But Cal Raleigh comes up. RBI double to left field. Makes it 6-5. And that would be the ball game. Mariners would win the game when they need it the most. Raleigh does his job. He is tonight's MVP.
Here comes the 1-1. Laced deep the opposite way. A big bolt back and bang it off the wall. Kelnick coming around to score. And Cal Raleigh, he tied it in the sixth. And he has given the Mariners a ninth inning lead in Kansas City.
So with that win by the Mariners, they now improve to 3-6 on the road trip. Hopefully they can make it 4-6 tomorrow. They used four pinch hitters, as I said earlier on. They even up the series. Gilbert went five innings, seven hits, five runs, five earned, one walk, and he had three strikeouts, and he gave up one home run. But the bullpen, the Los Bomberos, were locked down tonight. Matt Brash, locked down. Paul Sewald, locked down. Andres Munoz, of course he's locked down. He gets the save. Game MVP for me was Cal Raleigh. He had two hits and three RBIs as a pinch hitter. Last time a guy had a home run and a double was, I want to say, Cameron Maven? I gotta look at that. It was in 2000. And then, I want to say, honorable mention for MVP would be Jared Kelnick, of course. He had two hits tonight at five at-bats. He played excellent defense. He caught the runner out at second on a hit to the, right center field. Tracked him down. Man wasn't fast enough. That would be a game saver. He had a double. Jared Kelnick's just been hitting balls left and right since coming to the Mariners from AAA, guys. He's here to stay. He wants to show this team that he can do something. He knows he probably hasn't been playing his best. He definitely is locked in. He knows he has to step it up, especially with Julio out. He still has like eight more days on that IL, and who knows if he even comes back after 8 days. We have Suarez coming back. Ty France had to play third base again tonight. So hopefully things won't be so difficult on the defense and playing weird positions. Now that we got through the Mariners win over the Royals, I think there's something even more important to talk about, or just as important. Castillo has now signed an extension with the Mariners, if whether you like it or not, whether how good he's played for the Mariners. End of the day, he's a really good pitcher, and he's an ace on any ball club. Any ball club would love to have him. And just because he's been playing bad with the Mariners doesn't mean he's going to play bad forever. It's adjustments. It's a different team. It's a different organization. It's a different vibe overall. Cincinnati Reds, they're not, you know, the team that's winning every game. It's a different vibe when you don't win games, especially the way the Mariners have played this season. It's just different. Anyways, the Mariners signed him to a five-year contract extension worth $108 million. It begins in 2023 and runs through 2027. It has a club option for 2028, which will make the contract actually $133 million. So there is the option there. And I like this part of the contract. It's similar to Julio's, but in a little bit of a different way. If from 2025 to 2027, he undergoes UCL repair surgery on his right arm that keeps him out for over 130 plus days, the Mariners receive a $5 million option for 2028, which is kind of like downside protection. So if he doesn't play to the way people expect him to, the Mariners organization, they kind of get that way to, yeah, you're on our contract. We pay you for 2025 through 2027, even if you're hurt Although, no matter what, even if you play two of those seasons, but you're out one for UCL surgery on that right arm, we don't have to pay you as much in your 2028 or your option after 5 years, or you just don't even take him after that 5 years. So it's nice. It's kind of similar to Julio's downside, you know, whether you look at him not winning MVPs and what how much you pay him based on that. So it's kind of, I like that. I always like that. Now the Mariners are doing good with making these kind of outs in contracts because they never really had that with Robinson Cano. And Robinson Cano got a lot of money through the Mariners organization for not even doing what he probably should. I know a lot of people liked him. I loved him, but you know, he also had a lot of downsides. Okay. So the next 4 years though, now of the rotation that are locked down is Castillo, Ray, Logan Gilbert, George Kirby. That's pretty solid. And that competes with any AL West team or any team, I should say, for those next 4 years. The names, at least. I'm not saying that all of them are going to be good. Robbie Ray is still fluctuating every once in a while. He still gets over 200 strikeouts a year. He's done it this year with the Mariners, believe it or not. And then Logan Gilbert is going to be good. I mean, he's already shown it. George Kirby, geez, he's playing amazing as a rookie. And who knows with Castillo? I mean, this guy could end up being our best player in, you know, 2 years. And that's, you know, if Julio's still doing great, at least as a pitcher, I should say. Maybe I'm talking too over my head. But still, that plays with the division. Astros are always going to have great starters, so that helps. You got lockdown starters as well. So hopefully we can start limiting Houston more over the next 4 years and how many wins they get against us because we're like cursed against them. And then the Rangers, I know it's weird I'm saying this, but the Rangers are going to have great pitchers in 4 years or less, probably in two. They have a great system of pitchers coming up that are, by next year, probably going to be there. They have guys coming. They're going to be something we got to worry about, especially since they got Corey Seager there. He's going to be hitting home runs left and right all the time, you know? So I'll leave it at that. It's great to see the Mariners taking risks finally. Even if you like it or not, it's good. That's how it's going to be. They have to do this stuff if they want to keep good players, okay? You know, it's not a bad contract too. There's always outs. The Mariners are doing good at that. So I'm happy. You should be happy with the win. Oh, they need to win tomorrow. They need to win at least one series on this road trip. They come back home, play Texas, Detroit, and that'll be the season. So hopefully they can do that. I'm excited. Thank you for listening to the Swing Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Powers. Make sure to like or subscribe, whatever you may do, to the podcast. Helps me out, helps you get more notifications when I post. Thanks again. I'll be back tomorrow.